Prince Philip, the 97-year-old husband of Queen Elizabeth, is said to be recovering from that nasty car accident that sent two people in the other car to the hospital. The prince flipped his car last Thursday on a country road near the Queen's estate in Norfolk, England. Police say the prince was at fault, but also that it happened in an area where he and others were blinded by sunlight, so it might not have had anything to do with age. It's raised questions, though, so let's bring in Cynthia Burt, Certified Driving Instruction and Driver Rehabilitation Specialist. Cynthia, in the U.S., we know that 30 states and the District of Columbia have some kind of older age requirement for driver's licenses. There's an eye test or shorter license renewal times. They kick in, though, from age 59 in Georgia to 85 in Texas. It's all over the map. So do you agree with others who say it's not necessarily age, but a driver's health that impairs driving?
That's correct. The problem is with health and activity levels of seniors. However, I do believe that there is enough evidence that shows that crash rates and fatalities increase after the age of 80, and I would recommend that there be some mandatory reporting to the state regarding health and driving after the age of 80.
You are a driver rehabilitation specialist. What does that mean?
So I have a medical background, and I take information regarding a person's physical, cognitive, and vision statuses and assess them in that way in the clinic, and then I see them in the car and do a road test with them.
Look, in 2015, 14 million Americans age 18 to 64 were estimated to be involved in accidents caused by drivers 65 and over. That's according to Consumer Reports. But are there more accidents in general caused by older drivers than not?
So accident rates are the highest at the age of 16, and they tend to decline until around the age of 30 to 35, where they stabilize. And then we do start to see an increase around the age of 70 to 79, but they seem, you know, to be still similar in younger ages. But specifically for fatal crashes, the ratio goes up similar to 20 to 25-year-olds in the 70 to 79 age range, and then they reach the same levels as a 16 to 17-year-old after the age of 80 if we look at million miles driven. But our seniors tend to drive less, so that's why we see less accident rates or fatality rates in those age ranges.
Well, given that 80-year-olds tend to have the same records as 16-year-olds, which at least some I know, that's a bad record. How do you approach a loved one, an older loved one, about maybe getting a little rehabilitation?
Well, my feeling is that we should always plan for driving retirement as we plan for financial retirement. That should be discussed with our families and our loved ones to talk about how we're going to transition from being a driver to a non-driver. So when events start to occur that are showing that maybe we need to stop driving, that it makes it easier on both the family and the driver.
That's Cynthia Burt, a certified driving instructor and driver rehabilitation specialist in Michigan. Cynthia, thank you.
Thank you.
And by the way, Prince Philip is said to be just fine.